In Dakar's Charoit suburb, a 13-year-old boy is doing what Senegal's government is struggling to do: keep the lights on for his family and neighbors. Fed up with the constant power cuts, Falou Sen uses material found in trash to build solar-powered lamps.
I used batteries, scrap metals, electrical wiring, all solar panels and light bulbs. It doesn't take much. We have all the resources we need to power our homes. I don't understand why it's so hard to bring electricity to our families.
Almost half of the country is not connected to the power grid run by Senelec, the state-run electricity company. Traditional land-based power stations are costly and take time to build.
We need $2 billion to provide electricity to all, but our national budget can't afford this. But there are private contractors that can do the job better. That's what we're hoping for.
Senelec is turning to these floating power plants, run by Turkish-owned Car Powership, to meet its immediate needs. Docked in Dakar's port, it burns 1,000 tons of fossil fuel in just 5 days. And is also connected to a boat offshore carrying liquid natural gas.
We can progressively switch from heavy fuel oil to natural gas. And this will have two impacts. First thing, reduction in the electricity price. Second thing, more friendly to the environment.
At least 8 African countries and 30 worldwide rely on these floating power stations to meet their electricity needs.
Every 15 minutes, an engineer from the National Power Station sends a text message to the crew on their ship indicating the amount of electricity Senegal needs. At its peak, it provides 25% of Senegal's power. Millions of people depend on it, but few can afford the price of power.
Senegal's electricity price is among the highest in the world, more expensive than most European and North American countries. Mother of nine, Aissatou Fall, is forced to choose between food or power.
It's such a difficult choice to make, one that I'm forced to take. I have hope, though, that someone, God willing, will find a solution.
While the government promises to deliver electricity for all by 2025, Falou Sen sees an opportunity to help take small steps to bring power to the people. Nicholas Hawk, Al Jazeera, Charoit, Senegal.